Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college. It's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show rolls along. And, of course, today's show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. The Buffalo Sabres did just wrap up the Prospect Challenge. Their first preseason game is this weekend on Saturday. Josh, let me figure it. Is it again? Oh, it's against Pittsburgh. Is it not? No.
Yes, it is.
It is?
I think. I thought so. That's what I read this morning.
I gotta look this now.
Uh-oh.
It is. Oh, no, it's a week from today. It's next Tuesday. It's the 24th against Pittsburgh. I don't know. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, when does the preseason start for the Sabres?
Saturday.
It is Saturday.
I knew it.
I'm looking at this online.
What are you
it's
doing
like
to me?
Tuesday the 24th.
Yeah, is it they Pittsburgh changed though? The time of the Monday game because of the Monday night football
That's
game.
That's right.
So it's going to start at 5 instead of 7.
Okay.
But they're still playing it. So, yeah, they play at home on Saturday and on Monday.
Wow, they play three games in 4 nights, 5 nights?
Well, yeah. Hockey preseason, baby.
But it's also different guys.
Yeah,
not everybody plays in all of them. So, and they got to kind of get it in now because this is a weird training camp for them. It opens tomorrow. They have three practices, and that's it. Then they have these preseason games, and then next Tuesday it's on a plane to Germany.
Paul, on that, I mean, like, me and Josh were talking about it to open up the show today, too, and we'll get to the Prospect Challenge. Peyton Krebs as well gets his extension. But just to me, it always surprises me how quick the preseason training camp portion of hockey goes. It really does seem like it starts, and before you can even blink, a regular season game is going on. And for the Sabres, that will be true because their first game is in Prague, I think, well before the rest of the season, rest of the NHL begins.
Well, it used to be that they used the preseason to get in shape. It wasn't like it is now where athletes are working out all, you know, 12 months out of the year, maybe take a slight vacation, but basically working out 12 months out of the year. That's not the way it is anymore. It used to be you were out of shape, and as soon as you got to training camp, like tomorrow, they would start scrimmages, and that's it. There'd be no going over systems or anything like that. They would go through a week of scrimmages and just like skate the heck out of them to try to, you know, get them in shape before they actually, you know, start, okay, this is how we're going to play. These are our systems and that kind of stuff.
Nightmare fuel. Just knowing you're showing up to camp out of shape, 20 pounds out, and you're like, I'm going to puke all over the ice for 3 hours.
And let's just keep scrimmaging.
We're just going to keep going until everyone's
And then when
done.
You're done with the scrimmage, they skate you about as hard as they can.
As someone that can't skate, that is up there as one of my worst nightmares.
As someone that never actually played an organized game of hockey, I would be so terrified of a bag skate. I mean, I don't like the idea of that. But speaking about, you know, preseason and getting everything underway here, Paul, the Prospects Challenge was this past weekend. Yuri Kulik, pretty dominant, 5 goals, 2 assists in 3 games, right? And I mean,
yep.
That's what you want to see. I mean, he joked about it on the night of the draft. I'm going to make it to the NHL. I have nothing else to do next year. He didn't that year, but he's definitely trending in that direction, and I think this prospects camp is showing that.
Yeah. I remember asking him, do you have a plan B? He goes, no. I'm just going to make the team this
year. That's such a good response, though.
So
like,
good.
I love that. I want him to make it this year, but I mean, what's it looking like? Is he probably the guy to watch?
He's
in
the only guy that would have a shot. Maybe Hellenius, but Hellenius, as much as I was impressed by an 18-year-old coming in and doing what he did, I'm not sure he's quite ready for the NHL yet. But he showed well. You know, I liked what I saw. You know, especially you can tell how he thinks the game. But as far as making the team, I would think Kulik would be the only one who might have an opportunity to do that. I mean, he needed to show up at this tournament and be the best player there. He did that. I mean, he accomplished that. And he showed, he talked about it, but he showed that he is better on battles now. He is stronger. You see him along the wall. He's not getting beat, getting the puck taken off him. He's a little more engaged into back-checking. And that's, as Lindy Ruff said in his opening press conference, that's non-negotiable. You know, there are things that as a team you're going to do, and if you don't do them, you're not going to play. It's as simple as that. So, I can see a big difference in that. And I think there is one spot available. I mean, they've got five for their top six. And right now their top six would be Benson, Zucker, or Greenway. It would slide into that spot. But if Kulik, goes into training camp and really plays well like Benson did last year, nobody thought when day one of training camp, you think anybody thought Benson was going to make the team?
I didn't.
I mean, Kevin Adams and Don Granato didn't think Benson was going to make the team on day one of training camp. But he pushed his way on. So Kulik could do that. I mean, he could have a great camp and wind up taking that spot. But there's no sense him making the team and playing on a line with Malenstein and Lafferty. I mean, there'd be no point in that. So if he's going to make the team, he's got to be one of your top six. And to me, there is one spot available in that top six.
Paul, we'll get to that here in just a second. We did have a caller, though, just call in. And you mentioned there's really only three practices for training camp, but a caller did want to know, is that going to be open to the public or is that closed off?
I do not believe it is, no.
Okay. Now, on the forwards, though, Peyton Krebs. He's kind of been the discussion up to this point now. The offseason has kind of felt wrapped up for the Sabres. He ultimately gets his two-year deal, an average annual value of $1.45 million. Is this sort of just a, we're going to see where this goes, 2 years, kind of figure it out? To me, it does feel like Krebs is sort of that forgotten young piece they have. He sort of felt like the exciting young guy in the Jack Eichel trade. He has good numbers in terms of analytics, statistics not always there. There are times where I wouldn't want to, see him in a dark alley at times during games, and others, he seems to disappear. What are your thoughts so far on Peyton Krebs throughout his Sabres career?
Well, I wouldn't blame him if he's confused. What do you want from him? What are you going to do with him? I mean, is he going to be a checker? Is he going to be a guy who can play in your top six? Is he going to be a two-way guy? It just seems like everything was confusing what they really wanted from him. And, he tried real. I mean, you get the effort from him and that type of thing. But I just think he didn't know, like, where do I fit in? So that's going to be Lindy Ruff's job. Because as I look at the team right now, he's the 13th forward in my depth chart. Now, Lindy Ruff's depth chart might say something different. But I don't see where he fits in right now, especially if, let's say, Benson winds up on the line with Cousins, and then you have Greenway with McLeod and Zucker, and then you've got Lafferty and Abe Cabell and Malenstein. And it's like, where do you put him? I just don't have a place for him. But I don't think they, with Lafferty, Malenstein, and Zucker, and Abe Cabell, they got them to sit. So I would, and especially with what they're expecting and what they want out of a line like that, an energy line like that. But you don't know. We got to go through training camp. Lindy Ruff's the head coach. He may have other ideas. He may want to see, what are we going to see from training camp? We're going to, of course, give him an opportunity to try to fit in somewhere in that top. And who knows with injuries? I mean, how many teams go through training camp and don't get any injuries? So injuries may take care of the conversation. You get somebody hurt, well, Krebs is in the lineup then. So it's it'll be interesting to see, you know, first Kulik and Krebs, where they fit in. As I said, an outside chance maybe Hellenius could make some noise and make the team. I think with signing that energy, those energy guys, I think that pretty much takes a guy like Rusick out of the equation. You know, he's a two-way guy in Rochester. I wasn't overly impressed when I saw him here last year. In Rochester, I like him, but he doesn't seem to translate into the NHL, at least now yet. Same thing with Roseanne. Kulik did what he was supposed to do. He dominated. Now, you could say Roseanne had 5 assists in 3 games. I didn't think he dominated, to be quite honest with you. I don't think he did what Kulik did. He was fine, but he's got to be one of the guys that you notice. And when he was passing the puck, you might have noticed him, but I didn't notice him really doing much else as far as that. So I was a little bit disappointed. So I don't see him really competing to make the team. So, you know, Kulik is the guy that I would have my eye on starting tomorrow.
What about Noah Ostlund? You mentioned he didn't have a point in the tournament, but you did walk away somewhat impressed by him.
Extremely. I mean, they don't pick the star, so I picked like 3 stars in the first game. I picked him as the 3rd star, and he didn't have a point. I mean, he had the puck all night. I mean, he and his line with Hellenius and Wahlberg, they were in the zone every time they had the puck, and they never. The other team couldn't get it out. It was Columbus, and they just couldn't get the puck out. And Ostlund, he's not the biggest thing in the world, but he competes. I mean, he's always in on the battle. He wins the battle. He protects the puck. He finds the puck. And I just, doing play-by-play, I was constantly saying his name with the puck. And he had some good opportunities on some one-timers that he wasn't able to score on. But I was thoroughly impressed, you know, getting a good look at him for kind of the first time. I saw him in Rochester for a game or two in the playoffs, but you know, then he was in the lineup, and then he wasn't after the first couple of games. But I think he's going to be a very good player for Rochester, and I think as he gets a little bit older, I think definitely will be a player for the Buffalo Sabres.
So shifting gears a little bit to training camp itself now, Paul. I mean, I know there's a lot of different storylines coming in here. There weren't big moves in the offseason, but there were a lot of names added. I mean, Sam Lafferty, Beck Malenstein, Abe Cabell, Ryan McLeod in the Jeff Skinner trade, and Jason Zucker. Another name that was added is goaltender James Reimer. What do you think the goaltending room is going to shake out like this year? Is Reimer a let's see what happens, or is he going to be the backup to a Luukkonen?
Well, Levi's got to play. And it's, you know, what does Lindy Ruff have in mind? He played the heck out of Dominic Hasek. He played the heck out of Ryan Miller. And he played the heck out of Kari Lightning in Dallas, who played 59, 59, and 62 games in 3 of the 4 years Lindy Ruff was there. He didn't really have a goalie in Jersey he could do that with. So he didn't do it as much in New Jersey. But Luukkonen played over 50 games last year, and that's when he thrived. Now the question is, because we don't have really anything to go by other than last year, is he going to be as good if he only plays 40? Does he need to play and play and play to keep his edge? Is that what he needs to, or can he do it playing 40 or 45 games and Levi playing the others? But if he gets into the 55-60 game range, I don't think that's enough for Levi at age 22, in which case I would rather see him in Rochester, which – then my question would be, is he going to be okay with that? He was okay last year when they sent him down. He embraced it and took a team that was almost out of the playoffs to a tie for first place and really improved his game, because he came up, if you remember, played a couple of games in the middle of that too, and was better in Buffalo, you know, in the games he played. So, you know, he showed mass improvement last year too. But If you're going to go with Luukkonen for 55-60 games, I just don't think Levi can be sitting here, in which case Reimer would be the backup. Now, you know, I'm sure Kevin Adams was honest with Reimer and told him, you know, we'll see what happens in training camp. So I think he has to know he could wind up in Rochester. I doubt they're going to do this 3 goaltender thing again. That'd be a disaster. It was a disaster last time they did it. And but Reimer hasn't been in the minors since 2010-2011 season. So it's been a while since he's done that, but he chose to come here. So that could mean if Luukkonen and Levi are the two, and Lindy Ruff decides, you know, I'm going to get Levi in there, then Reimer's going to have to start in Rochester. As I said, I just don't think three goaltenders works.
It is going to be very weird, though, with the goaltender situation. Levi, at this time last year, we were all talking about him. He's going to be the starter. Whether people like it or not, he's probably going to be one of the main guys. And now, you know, we're sitting here today, right before training camp starts. The math, again, like with the forwards, doesn't really make sense. You want him to play, it's likely going to have to be in Rochester. It does feel weird, though, Paul, how quickly it has changed. A lot of it, though, due to the exceptional play by Luukkonen himself.
Yeah, it has changed. And it's, you know, as we look back, we have the benefit of being able to look back. It was a mistake. They made a mistake with Levi by basically handing him the job and, you know, thinking. And no college goaltender had ever done what they were trying to have him do in the history of the league. So, but they thought, you know, what they saw, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't necessarily disagree with them, that, you know, he might be the type of guy that be able to handle it, especially with the pressure situation he came into coming out of college, where the Sabres were fighting for the playoffs. And it looked like, he played most of the games, came just right in out of college and played most of the games. So, as it turned out, he couldn't handle it, and he needed some time in the minors, and they finally got him there. And when he got there, that's when you started seeing the improvement in Devin Levi, because he was playing every night.
So another guy that I was looking at here is Mattias Samuelsson. He's had a lot of injury troubles over the past few years, but in the time he was healthy for the Sabres, it looked like he was this shutdown defensive defenseman that they hadn't really been able to find lately, and then he gets hurt again. So what does this training camp mean for him, and what's going to be the indicators here on how much he's going to be able to do this season? I mean, you know, that injury last year was really, it was not great, but, you know, will he be able to come back this year and still be effective?
And that's the thing. I mean, he's going to have to find a way to try to eliminate the injuries, and some of them are not his fault. The others, sometimes he has himself in a bad spot and he gets hurt. Some of them you can't avoid, but the fact remains is he can't keep himself on the ice. And when he's healthy and playing, he's an absolute asset to this team. I mean, he is a very good shutdown type of defenseman, leads their penalty kill, and is a guy that is very, very useful. But he's got to be able to be out on the ice and play, and that's what he has to figure out. How can he do that? You know, how can he maybe not get himself in certain situations that open himself up to injury and that type of thing? So it'll be, we can't predict it. We don't know if he's going to be able to injure or not. But if he's healthy, he's definitely a very good top four defenseman for them.
Paul, last thing from me, and on the Western Hotline is Paul Hamilton. So first we have a new scoreboard, and now apparently we have a new mural in Alumni Plaza. Paul, the Sabres are freaking me out. What are they doing?
Oh, is there a new mural there? I haven't seen that.
Well, we got a tweet. We saw a tweet yesterday circulating around Twitter that they're taking down all of the old pictures. There's nothing going back up yet, and we don't know what it is. But, I mean, that mural's been up there since I was a little kid. I mean, there's Tyler Myers, Maxi Finneganov. You have a lot of old names up there. I mean, that's a big change, I think. I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of random, don't you think?
Yep. You know who's not going to be up there?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now I'm nervous.
Yeah, who?
Jack Eichel.
Oh, all right. Yeah. No, that's a good point. Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I got nervous. So I'm like, no, it's going to take some time. No, it's like, okay.
No, all right. But I do wonder what they're going to do with it, though, because, I mean, they could go like a nostalgia route, right? Like, it just updated a little bit, not have it black and white, where they had that whole era of Sabres in traffic with the black and white photos and all that stuff. Like, is it? What do you anticipate? I mean, I know we kind of sprung this on you.
You're out of my league. I have no idea. that's way out of my area of expertise. Murals. That's not my thing. I'd be the one that you would have said to November, "How do you like the new mural?" And I go, "Oh, there's a new mural."
There's a new one? What?
Kind of like I just did right now, just because I don't pay attention to that stuff. It's like the goal songs. People bring up the goal songs to me. I'm like, I have no idea.
I am going to be because I don't pay any attention. Having High School Musical.
Yeah, when a goal is scored, what do I have to? I got to look at replays. I got to take notes. I got to tweet. The goal song is the last thing on my mind. And I'm like, I have no idea about a goal song. I didn't even know they play them. I just don't pay attention to that stuff at all.
Well, now for your birthday, we're going to get a laminated sheet of all the goal songs, and you can just have it right there where you're sitting. Real quick, you'll have them right there for you. Paul, thank you so much.
I don't have a goal song. Sorry.
Well, we're going to get you one. Ooh. It's going to be Abba. You know that, though.
We got to get him one now.
You know that. Paul, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Take care, guys.
That was Paul Hamilton there on the Wester Hotline. And Paul's reports on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Raylax Honda. Raylax, we got this. I'm so serious, though. I'm going to miss We're Soaring when Josh Giddey scores.
I'm going to miss the obscure pick. Who's going to be the new obscure goal song guy? You have to have one.
But it's got to be somebody that's like going to, I don't mean to say it like this, that scores goals.
Well, right, yeah.
Someone that, like, when I see it, I'm like, I need to be, like, at most home games so yeah. I can, like, maybe hear this.
But, like, I mean, I'm looking at the roster right now, and I'm trying to figure out. I mean, we have a few new wild cards. You don't know what Ryan McLeod's going to do. You don't know what Jason Zucker, Beck Malenstein, yep. Sam Lafferty, Nicholas Abbe-Cabell. Those five guys are all brand new, and you have no idea what they could do in terms of songs. I'm going to go out on a limb. Sam Lafferty's going to pick something funny.
Then you got to score like 25
goals.
Yeah,
for sure. Man. But another one that could, Jack Quinn.
Maybe.
He seems like he could have like a Skinner-esque goal song.
Maybe. They're going to need like a new personality.
They have personalities.
That's
like
the
Zach
worst
Benson
part.
Zach Benson is up there in terms of, you know, just the fun, goofy guy.
I will miss Jeff Skinner. Like, yeah. I hope he does well in Edmonton this year. I will miss him. A lot of it, though, due to the personality. He has been one of my favorite people on the Sabres because he loved just having fun, joking around.
Personally, whenever it came to the conversation of should Jeff Skinner get traded, what have you, and
all that.
It
played into it for me.
The only reason that ever came up was the contract.
Yeah.
And it was never, you know, because, I mean, Skinner still produced up until he left. Granted, it wasn't to the $9 million value, and that's part of the reason why you move off of it. But it was really only ever because of the contract. It was never because of the character. It was never because of the personality. He was a guy that always kept this locker room together. He was fun, you know, did good stuff on and off the ice. And it was just, you know, it's one of those guys where it's like, yeah, you know, you don't like to trade him, but you kind of have to, right?
That's kind of why I saw it too. And it did not help either that he effectively had just over half of his point production last year compared to 2022-23.
Right.
You know, he's going into his 32-year season. It's a shame, but I think you're right. It just became one of those where you don't want to, you probably have to.
He was the last Saber on this current team that ever wore a dark blue Sabres jersey, I think.
Oh.
Wait, no. No, that's not right. I'm just picturing...
Tage wore, I think.
Yeah, I think Tage might have done it for a season. Same with Cousins, potentially. And Dahlin.
Cousins, I actually don't think did.
I don't know, because I'm trying to remember. Obviously, the change was rather recent, but I can't get the image of Skinner, Pominville, and Eichel out of my head, and that's just like all I can think of. And I'm like, none of these guys were on that team, but that team went through many changes before that all broke down. But never mind. I take that back. He was definitely not the last one to wear the royal blue, or the navy blue, if you want to call it that.
He was one of them, though.
He was one of them. Yeah, there's not many left.
803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump in on the Sabres conversation. Always welcome to talk them. We also were talking about the Bills' 2-0 start and how legit you believe it is. We'll look for your calls next after a quick timeout. You're listening to Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.